Preludium 5. 1. Novella about an interpreter of visual art for the blind sits down to write on the desk Joyce knew in a Parisian room, solely for writing, he said he couldn't write in, about the exilic experience generations since sale of farmland to developers living on it feel, in the pad that has for years been the register of daily life by the phone. Different paper, same pad, different phone, same life. Mache of weddings and dead rallies with a pen, but the pad was a prop for the desk. When it limped, Joyce's life was held up by the shopping lists and customer reference numbers, or would have been if work was possible in that total silence. Dependence on other voices is the political grandfather whose ash plants now pulped pad, anyway, probably a pencil, or scion, but that couldn't be chipped and sharpened with the pocket knife that marks the transition to hoplite. But the interpreter right now is a woman, and only interested in revisionist classicism, which is proper. The chair she sat in was from IKEA, just from IKEA. The modern world has its empires too, so a little bit of shame is appropriate in the cafe as the burnished tea mills, till all that's left is a broken ring on the desk whose inimitable concentric lines safeguard imperial value, not the gold. Joyce's friend did not have coasters, odd considering the grandeur of the desk. The reason for this sitting was mostly pastoral. The novella takes its readers as a flock. The novella regards the upside-down heroics of its readers as their gas and seeks to let. The novella looks out on the pasture of Auburn and feeds no flocks upon no plains. 2. Tired of waiting for the second prequel to the tale of frustration and eventual triumph of a Bradford Curry House millionaire, an imaginary painting decides to have a go and sets to work on a plain English exploration of the other mind's problem, in which gallery attendants reconstruct responses to the old Dutch masters by means of ticket stubs, toilet breaks, cigarette butts, radio, and the paintings themselves! It's kind of about translation and cleaners. It's painted itself right into the corner, Dad. Fenland, Scotland, London, places are interesting, you can talk about them and work in them too, so it had to be that people were there in truth a long time before you get to surprise your reader with a motorway or contretemps of another kind, the transformation of civic duty from deciding between to standing for, but no one ever wrote whilst standing, except the Latin who did it on one leg for greater concentration, and that's the thing, with shorts you can really pack it in.